This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Remember, we've got five additional hours of Intelligent Medicine content that you can find on the web at drhoffman.com, or you can subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher, your favorite podcast service. You can download those to your computer or to your mobile device, and you can listen to additional Intelligent Medicine content. We got great interviews. We got great clinical focus discussions. And so you can become an even more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by checking out our weekday podcasts. Please call us 877-726-TALK. Got plenty of time to, address your questions, as we will in just a moment. This story, broccoli compound could help treat type 2 diabetes. Now, we know many things that can be helpful for type 2 diabetes, certainly starting with diet, and especially a low-carb diet, which we'll talk about momentarily, because there's an excellent study on low-carb dieting and how easy it is to address virtually all the patients with type 2 diabetes with close adherence to a low-carb diet. It really is remarkable if you really put the screws to a low-carb diet. But certain supplements can be beneficial. Chromium, vanadium, we've talked about. Omega-3 fatty acids are helpful, and so on. But this is one that you probably haven't heard of. I actually am very aware of this supplement, and I wrote an article about this supplement about a year and a half ago, but I didn't include the benefits that it had for diabetics, because we know of sulforaphane, which is a derivative of cruciferous vegetables, as being a wonderful anti-cancer compound, as even being helpful for neurological conditions. There's a remarkable study looking at autism and the use of sulforaphane supplements, showing improvements in verbal expression in kids taking sulforaphane. Also, at the other end of the age spectrum, it could be neuroprotective in a variety of brain disorders that affect the elderly. So here we go. Sulforaphane for type 2 diabetes. What they did here is, let's see if I have the exact study. Study leader, the study is in animals, but they looked at a variety of genes that together result in high blood glucose levels. So this is a clinical study that also looked at whether genes turned on for diabetes were turned off by sulforaphane. And they ran a bunch of compounds, including drugs and natural compounds, through this genetic testing model. And lo and behold, sulforaphane had the highest ranking. Then the team ran several experiments to see if it could actually lower glucose levels in living systems. They did it first in cells growing in lab dishes and found that it inhibited glucose production. Then they tested in rodents and found that it improved glucose tolerance in animals on a high-fat or a high-fructose diet. Finally, because you can say, okay, great, you know, lucky animals, you know, we've cured all kinds of diseases in rodents. But the researchers ultimately tested sulforaphane in people, and over the course of 12 weeks, 97 patients with type 2 diabetes took a daily dose of concentrated broccoli sprout extract. And this is, you know, you may say, well, I'll just do broccoli. Fine, go ahead and eat broccoli. But the dose in this concentrated sulforaphane, like some of the commercial products out there, is 100 times the amount found naturally in broccoli. And it, interestingly, for those who weren't obese, the sulforaphane did not have any effect, which is fine. Because, you know, if your blood sugar is normal and you're not insulin resistant, you know, do you want your blood sugar lowered? That's not good, right? You know, like if a normal person takes insulin shots, they're going to get hypoglycemia. But for those who were obese, the results were significant, which is good. So they found that sulforaphane reduced fasting blood glucose in these patients by 10% compared to those in the study who took a placebo. And the compound did not cause gastrointestinal problems, in contrast to metformin, the world's most popular drug for diabetes, which is not a bad drug. But, hey, if you can get comparable results with sulforaphane or with berberine, that's another one that helps type 2 diabetics. Great. So now they want to investigate the effects of sulforaphane on people with pre-diabetes to see whether it could improve their glucose control or stave off the eventual development of type 2 diabetes. Very cool. Sulforaphane for type 2 diabetes. All right, let's get to some of our callers. Let's talk to Elaine in Wayne, New Jersey. Elaine from Wayne, how are you?
Fine. I have a question about organic virgin coconut oil, which is cold-pressed and unrefined.
Yeah.
Is that also good? It doesn't say extra virgin. It says organic virgin coconut oil.
Yeah, there's probably not, like, laws in place that govern the terminology associated with coconut oil. I think there's a little bit of hype going on with, you know, extra virgin, never been touched, never even been on a date, never been kissed, you know, didn't even get to first base. You know, what does that mean? It's, you know, coconut oil is very stable in the face of refining. And even there's what's called refined coconut oil. You may say, oh, well, that's no good. Well, it may not be bad. It's refined to take the taste of the coconut out of it so that you can do high-temperature cooking. And, in fact, refined coconut oil has a slightly higher smoke point than regular coconut oil. Coconut oil still has some organic compounds in it. So that, like olive oil, it'll smoke at a high temperature. Refined olive oil, you know, you can really crank up the heat and it won't smoke. But, you know, since there's some residual natural plant compounds in unrefined oil, they may smoke. But refined coconut oil, you can get up, you know, nearly to 400 degrees and it won't smoke, and it'll cook your food and it won't impart a coconutty flavor. Which some, you know, not great if you're, I mean, it's fine if you're making like a Thai dish or you're making, you know, maybe eggs and you don't mind the coconutty flavor. But, you know, if you're cooking a steak, do you really want a coconut, you know, flavor? Maybe not so good. But one type of refined coconut oil that you want to stay away from is hydrogenated coconut oil. There is a little bit of unsaturated fat in coconut oil, and so when it's hydrogenated, this is for stability, it may create some trans fats, but I don't even know to what extent this exists in the U.S. marketplace. Maybe it's like incorporated in candies in countries where there's less scrupulous regulation, maybe in China or Asia, where there's a lot of cheap coconut oil, and they hydrogenate it for stability or whatever to prevent it from going rancid. I think that, you know, extra virgin coconut oil is fine. What do you use it for, Elaine?
Well, like sauteing chicken fillets.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. And especially you use like a curry flavor, and you use certain Thai spices, and you're going to get that kind of Asian flavor, which is delicious. And have you ever tried it in when you make like a seafood broth? I use it as a substitute for milk when I make a clam chowder. You know, you want to make a kind of a New England-y clam chowder, I'll use coconut cream in the clam broth to thicken it and make it kind of milky, because I don't use dairy, and, you know, if I used a lot of dairy, I have lactose intolerance, and I would have a problem if I had a New England clam chowder with a lot of milk in it. But, I think it's a fine cooking ingredient. And notwithstanding, you're going to see a lot of articles, which are kind of clickbait articles, and they like to do this from time to time. It's like, you know, newest thing, newest scare, coconut oils. It was good for you last week, now it's bad for you. No, that's not a balanced perspective on the story. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling and listening. All right, when we return, we're going to talk about a remarkable study that shows the benefits of the low-carb diet for diabetics, plus more of your phone calls. 877-726-TALK is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. I just read a brand new study on lipid replacement therapy. That's what NT Factor delivers. We've been talking about NT Factor here on Intelligent Medicine for, well, really long time, 10 years or more. And there's a new study which validates the proposition that NT Factor repairs damaged cells and restores energy. And it even reverses certain facets of aging. NT Factor is available in ProPacks, which is a one-stop shop for your vitamin and mineral needs, with antioxidants and a multi and omega-3s all combined to help you feel better. But you can get NT Factor in a pure form. It's called Healthy Aging, and it's a perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it provides you with a unique energy support, a pure NT Factor and a potent delivery system. I personally take NT Factor, been doing it for years. Now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPacks or Healthy Aging. Call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Now let's hear from Fred in Yonkers, New York. How you doing?
Well, thank you, Doctor, for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling on behalf of my wife. Mm-hmm. She's 55 years old,
yep.
Diabetic, and she's also a kidney transplant patient.
Okay.
Her doctor prescribed estrus vaginal cream.
Yeah, esterase vaginal cream. Was she having like pain on intercourse, or vaginal dryness, yes. Discomfort? Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Anyway, she was prescribed that this cream, and yeah. She's a little concerned about how safe it is.
Okay. Well, you know, the concern with any kind of estrogen is that it may be a cancer promoter. But when you apply estrogen vaginally, not that much gets into your circulation. And there's no history of any breast abnormalities, any uterine abnormalities, any strong suspicion of cancer here, right?
Right.
Okay. So notwithstanding the fact that she's got kidney problems, kidney transplant, in fact, and that she's diabetic, this shouldn't have much impact on her health. And it may, you know, restore things in a part of the body where, you know, it's pretty important in terms of salvaging relationship to, you know, for the woman to not experience pain on intercourse. So I think it's worth trying. I mean, there are other, you know, when you have vaginal discomfort, vaginal dryness, menopausal problems that prevent intercourse, there are other non-estrogen things you can try. I'm not saying that the estrogen's bad in this case, but let's say, for example, that your wife had a strong history of breast cancer, we were concerned. We might use other natural things. We might use vitamin E suppositories. Vitamin E suppositories, actually made by our fish oil sponsor, Carlson, makes some wonderful vitamin E suppositories, which have a very regenerative effect on the vaginal tissue even after menopause. They're really a hit among my postmenopausal women who don't want to take estrogen or can't take estrogen for this purpose. Also, hyaluronic acid, HA serum, it's called. Hyaluronic acid sometimes taken people oral route to treat the joints. Actually, topically, it's a wonderful skin rejuvenator and moisturizer, and applied vaginally, it can really have a nice restorative effect. So those are some of the things that you possibly can use as an alternative, but I don't see the reason to use an alternative. I think that in this case, she's got some serious health problems, but they won't be impacted by use of a little bit of estrogen down under that won't be absorbed to an appreciable extent in the bloodstream and, you know, doesn't pose a great danger. So I think you can go ahead and use it, all right?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for your call. Good luck to your wife. All right, so talking about diabetes, well, in this case, this woman may be a type 1 diabetic, insulin dependent, but let's say type 2, which is far more prevalent. There's an article about what's called remote care, which promotes a low-carbohydrate diet. What that means is a system by which people are prompted via computer messages, texts, and phone calls to remind them to adhere to a low-carb diet. And what they found was remarkable. They found that at enrollment in this study, hemoglobin A1C was 7.4. It improved to 6.1, which is almost undiabetic after 1 year. 58% of patients achieved normalization of their hemoglobin A1C. Insulin was reduced or halted in 97% of users, and oral medications were reduced from 51 to 8 in the participants in this study. Remarkable improvements with a low-carb diet for type 2 diabetes. That's the way to go. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Several ways you can get questions to us. One, you can call us during this program. Our number is 877-726-TALK, and many of you have availed yourself of the opportunity. You can also email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, and that will become grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla, where I collaborate with Hoffman Center nutritionist Layla Mudin to answer your questions. And you can also go to drhoffman.com and record a question. Go to drhoffman.com. On the right hand of the homepage, you'll find a box which will prompt you to enter a question, and it'll be recorded, and we'll answer it during one of these broadcasts. But we've got live callers. We've got Stephen from Denville, New Jersey. How you doing, Stephen?
Fantastic. This is in reference to my wife, who was 5'3", 120 pounds, relatively great shape, slight blood pressure problem, which has been controlled. Mm-hmm. But she recently been diagnosed with, after some scans, of bronchiectasis.
Yeah.
She has a cough. It's not constant, but it's there, but it became exaggerated only because she's had a little bit of a bronchitis. She's mm-hmm. not on any medication for it. They said there's nothing that can be done.
Yeah.
Are there any supplements that she could use that would benefit her? My main concern is that if she ever gets any kind of really viral or bacterial infection in her lungs,
it'd be hard to kick.
It'll be exaggerated because of the bronchiectasis.
Exactly. So was she a former smoker?
No.
Never was a smoker, and not an environment where there was a lot of pollution or, hey, you're calling from New Jersey, so it kind of goes without saying. We all live in this tri-state area, urban environment where there's a lot of pollution, and you don't have to be a smoker to develop bad lungs. Did she have a history of lots of allergies, asthma, infections, repeated bouts of respiratory infections? Not even. But she just all of a sudden started coughing.
Pneumonia.
Okay, so she can maybe weak lungs. So what bronchiectasis is it literally is Swiss cheese holes in the lungs, which can develop from little pockets of infection that damage the lungs. And then it becomes a vicious cycle because these little areas become catch basins for bacteria and render you more vulnerable to subsequent infections. It can sometimes lead to COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So what do we do for these types of patients? I have several patients with bronchiectasis, and we try to support immunity. We might use typical, the ABC vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin A, vitamin D, zinc, selenium to support immunity. I mean, that goes without saying. We'll want to be using those. We may also use things like transfer factor to support immunity, which is a derivative of colostrum. We may want to use AHCC, Advanced Hexose Correlated Compound, which is available as a supplement called Impower, Impower. We may also boost the immunity by using probiotics. Probiotics actually help to support immunity and reduce the risk of respiratory tract infections, according to studies. And there are probably a few others. Certain mushroom extracts may be helpful for supporting immunity as well. One of the things that I've found helpful in bronchiectasis is we give patients a little bit of iodine. And, there's dietary iodine in seaweed, but we might use an extract of something called SSKI. It's actually an old-fashioned remedy for chronic lung infections, and you got to be careful because if you go too high on iodine, you can actually suppress the thyroid. Iodine's good for the thyroid, but too much of a good thing can sometimes boomerang and cause suppression of thyroid function. So those are some of the things that we might use, and certainly diet may play a role. Some people develop these chronic lung problems because, say, for example, they're allergic to dairy. A dairy elimination helps to reduce mucus formation, and then they have less in the way of chronic lung infections. And the Swiss cheese holes don't progress, which is what we want to see happen. So those are some, general suggestions for you. And, for more specific advice, maybe get an evaluation from a nutritionally oriented doctor like myself.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for calling. Good luck to your wife. this item, do you eat French fries? Well, you know, I do. It's kind of an indulgence, and, you know, from time to time, I'll go for some fries. You know, I'll admit. And the problem with fries is, okay, they're kind of carby, but actually, because of the oil, they have a lot of satiety value. So unlike plain potatoes, you may eat less because there's lots of oil, but the quality of oil is, you know, depends on where you get the French fries. And if you get them at a fast food eatery, they use the oil many times over. It's poor quality oil to begin with. And that's a concern. I mean, if you make them with, extra virgin olive oil, it's going to be pricey. You throw out the oil afterwards, not reheat it many times, although you can, but, you know, after a certain amount of time, the oil becomes damaged. You may escape the downsides of poor quality oils. But here's a study. Fried potato consumption is associated with elevated mortality. It's an 8-year study. And the background on it is that a few studies have assessed the association between potato consumption and mortality. So they conclude, after looking at 4,400 participants, during the 8-year follow-up, 236 participants died. It had nothing to do with consumption of potatoes. Potatoes themselves were exonerated. Those with the lowest consumption of potatoes compared to those with the highest consumption of potatoes, there was no increased risk of dying. So, you know, you can eat potatoes galore. They won't kill you. And, yeah, that's interesting, too, because potatoes have been stigmatized because of their high carbohydrate content. And it turns out that they don't kill you. However, a subgroup analysis indicated that participants who consumed fried potatoes 2 to 3 times per week were at an increased risk of dying. So they say, their conclusion is the frequent consumption of fried potatoes appears to be associated with an increased mortality risk, but we don't know. Maybe, just maybe, the folks who eat a lot of French fries also eat a lot of other bad quality junk, and or maybe they don't exercise as much because they, you know, people who avoid French fries are maybe a little more fastidious, careful about what they do in life. Maybe they're less in the way of risk takers, and therefore they survive. It's unclear whether it's causation or association. We got to be careful when we look at these studies. But French fries, maybe it's an occasional treat, but as a regular staple, probably not so good. You know, the other aspect of that, the acrylamides from frying carbohydrates, you find them in bread, you find them in French fries. You also find aged glycation end products, or advanced glycation end products, also known as AGEs. Subject of an article that I wrote for our newsletter this week. If you look at a directory of foods, foods like bacon and French fries are high in AGEs, which may have a damaging effect on cells. All right, let's share this message with you one more time about natural control of blood pressure without medication. That's the goal. And I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. Of course, it's the Zona Plus. You've heard about it, and I'll tell you that many of our listeners, many of our patients are getting great results. It's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. And it's a smart device that involves GRIP. And it guides you through an algorithm that you follow. It's personalized to your unique GRIP strength. And at least 22 clinical studies, I mean, they've done their homework on this, folks, confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. It really works. It's a physiologically sound principle based on resistance. And resistance opens up the circulatory bed and drops blood pressure. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's tryzona.com, the number 888-408-6141, and there's a special offer. You really need to take advantage of it while it lasts. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's now offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout on the web. It's really been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus at tryzona.com. All right. When we return, we'll look at a study that suggests that all you folks who live near airports may be at risk of health problems. This is Intelligent Medicine.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, and apropos of that announcement about our podcast, I'm very pleased to share with you that we reached the 4 million download milestone recently, and with very much appreciation to those of you who take the time, because it involves a little step. You know, you got to subscribe to the podcast. It comes into your email box on a regular basis, but it involves some initiative to seek out health information. And for those of you who do so, and there are many of you out there, I can tell because we've had 4 million downloads, I'm very grateful because it's gratifying that, you know, this message is resonating with you out there in the public. All right. If you live near an airport, yeah, I know we have a lot of listeners in the tri-state area of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and there are lots of airports. There's LaGuardia, it means lots of airport noise in Queens, where there's also a big international airport, JFK Airport. And then, of course, you New Jersey residents, you've got Newark International Airport. And fortunately, I live in the city where there's noise 24/7, so I don't hear jet planes. I just hear garbage trucks and all manner of sirens. And it all kind of blends together. And in the summer, when you got the air conditioner on, it's like gives you some white noise and you don't hear it. But it's aggravating to hear airplane noise at night, especially. And they did a study in the British Medical Journal linking long-term exposure to aircraft noise to high blood pressure. And there's a very strong linkage. What they found, they categorized aircraft noise according to decibels. He said around half the participants were exposed to more than 55 decibels of daytime aircraft noise. 1 in 4 were exposed to more than 45 decibels of nighttime aircraft noise. And what they discovered was a strong correlation to high blood pressure. All right. When all cases of high blood pressure were included, every additional 10 decibels of nighttime aircraft noise is associated with a 69% heightened risk of hypertension. So these things, they're not inconsequential. They have, you know, your environment has effects. And part of your environment is not just the you know, things you drink, the air you breathe. It's also the noise that affects your acoustic apparatus and your brain, having probably releasing stress hormone that may trigger bouts of high blood pressure. So there you go. All right. Let's take a call from, so we don't have the new caller up, so let's take a call from someone who left a message on our homepage, who is Eric.
Hey, Dr. Hoffman.
Eric.
I was wondering what you could say to somebody who's had resections for Crohn's disease and is not absorbing iron and only needs IV iron now. And is there anything that can be done to absorb iron more? Right now it's going to my organs and not increasing my iron stores or my hemoglobin.
Okay, so Eric is suffering from Crohn's disease, and he says he's had multiple resections. In other words, he's had pieces taken out of his intestines. But unlike ulcerative colitis, which is another inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, you can have your colon taken out, and it can be a virtual cure. Although some patients have problems afterwards, but it's, you know, can stop, it can really stop the disease in its tracks when you take out the offending part of the intestine that's inflamed. But in Crohn's disease, just you can have repeated surgeries and it keeps coming back. So, you know, this, I just want to issue a general plea, which is I really want to urge every patient who's out there listening or has a loved one with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis to seek out the care of a nutritionally oriented physician, because we have a lot to offer that can prevent patients from getting to the stage that Eric is in, where he's got a shortened intestine, he doesn't absorb very well, the, you know, between blood loss due to these conditions and just what's called anemia of chronic disease, patients have very low blood counts. And sometimes they require intravenous iron to get the iron where it needs to go. Now, actually, I prefer intravenous iron to iron supplements in this condition, because when you take iron by mouth in ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, it can worsen the inflammation. Iron in contact with inflamed intestinal mucosa can be really inflammatory. It can kind of like putting gasoline on the fire of intestinal inflammation. And so I do suggest the intravenous route. Now, for patients who have mild iron deficiency, if there's a choice between eating a lot of iron-containing foods and taking iron pills, I always favor the iron-containing foods, because the iron that's in foods does not inflame the gastrointestinal tract. It's just that supplements like ferrous sulfate can irritate the gastrointestinal tract. But there's a lot you can do for Crohn's disease, and it's based on the specific carbohydrate diet. There's now studies that show that the SCD, or the specific carbohydrate diet, can really reduce the inflammation, can reduce dependency on medications, can affect a cure. And I've been doing this for 20 or more years with patients with UC and Crohn's, and it can be very helpful, along with supplements like curcumin and boswellin, and higher levels of vitamin D often help to support the immune system with enteric-coated fish oil and the right kind of probiotics. You can really see great results. So one of my favorite things to treat, and it really can make a difference in terms of not having multiple operations that leave you debilitated, unable to absorb iron, and in a stuck predicament like Eric is. So thanks for sharing, Eric. But I'll conclude the program with this item, which is from CNN, your most trusted news service. But, you know, what they report is likely to be true. There are more than 2 billion adults and children globally who are now obese or overweight, according to the latest survey. 2.2 billion people were obese or overweight in 2015. 710 million of them are, frankly, obese, and we lead the world in that trend, but the trend is spreading across the globe. And it's an interesting predicament because in the past our problem worldwide was malnutrition, inadequate calories. The number of people affected by obesity has doubled since 1980 in 73 countries and continues to rise across most other countries throughout the world. And the incidence of obesity in countries previously afflicted with poverty, China and India, is soaring. And that's why nutrition is important, because nutrition may unlock the key to dealing with the worldwide epidemic of degenerative diseases that threatens to tank our productivity and tank our economy. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember, this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine Experience. You can go to drhoffman.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter, subscribe to our newsletter, and shop our Hoffman Center dispensary.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.